This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So this, by the way, is the video of Ellie Zeiler. She's one of the dozens of so-called influencers. She's got 10 million followers on TikTok. We're watching this on our YouTube channel.
Can you play that clip again? Or just that little...
Sure.
Vaccinated, two. Reason one, once you're vaccinated, you can go wherever you want.
Okay, so audio quality is not a thing for 10 million people.
Well, she's in her bedroom or whatever.
She's just a high schooler making TikTok.
I know, but why does she have 10 million followers for such a low quality?
Because she's pretty.
Okay.
You can't see from over where you're sitting.
That makes sense. Okay. Understood then.
Yeah, who knows what else she does. We were watching, what was the girl's name? The number one TikTok girl?
Charlie. What we were watching was about her sister, Dixie D'Amelio, and she doesn't, like, put any effort into her YouTube videos, and she just admits, like, I didn't want to make a video today, but I have to make a video today, so here's my video.
And that's actually a good impression of her, what you're doing.
Like, hundreds of millions of views. It's weird.
So, yeah, basically, to answer your question.
What is wrong with people if they would watch that?
Okay, so these girls are, you know, attractive young women, visibly, right? But they have no actual personality. They have no, like, there's no real reason to be attracted to them besides just their physical looks. But that's what does it, apparently, and they dance.
See, I need more than that.
Okay, well. You're different, I guess, than, you know, 10 million
I mean, that's
or
a good place to
11
start,
million people.
Granted.
But they dance, and that's, you know, I guess, an attractive thing. So
sure.
That's kind of what they made their name on, was these dancing videos. They don't make their own music or anything like that. I guess they did make some song for this.
Well, they don't write it or anything.
Yeah. So they're not dancing to their own music. They're just dancing to pop music or whatever. And then they blow up. Somebody shares them, and then they become popular. And then they try to do these other things. So we watched this video about this girl and how she is making, like, an interview show now. Now she's doing more than dancing, and it was just terrible.
It's Dixie D'Amelio.
Yeah, it was terrible. And so there was this, what was the
I
guy
mean, good
that was,
on her for trying to, you know, improve herself beyond just doing
except
dancing.
Except she's not.
Videos.
She's just like, somebody said, oh, you should do this. It'll get you more views or something.
She openly admits, like, I have to film a video today.
Yeah, somebody told her to do it.
Oh, this is the same girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and her whole attitude is like, oh, do I have to be here doing this?
Oh, she was like, I literally can't even.
Yeah.
Kind of people.
Yeah, she's so lazy. She's so wealthy. She's so privileged. You know, she's living in some mansion with her politician father.
Yeah, her dad's a politician.
Or whatever. I mean, she's got, you know.
I already am not a fan of this person.
So annoying to watch this person. But, you know, she's just doing it out of some sort of obligation, not because she's really wanting to do it or whatever.
But that's TikTok for you.
But, yeah, so why do people follow them? Because they're pretty.
Are there not pretty people on TikTok who are also intelligent?
Probably, but they probably don't get 10 million followers.
And why is that?
I don't know. This is the world we're in. I mean, everything.
Well, it started with high school and how, you know, it was it was bad to be smart.
Yes. That was the thing back when I was in school, too.
Yeah, and it carried on into the internet where it's good to be stupid. The dumber you are on the internet, the cooler you are. Just like in high school.
That's it. And it's no one high ever, school writ large.
Yeah, no one ever grew out of that phase where they realized, oh, yeah, you know what? Being intelligent kind of actually rewards you out in the real world, and you can become something instead of just being this idiot working at the dollar store for the rest of their lives.
Well, she's not working at the dollar store now, I suspect, with 10
million.
Well, she's
not, but her 10 million followers probably are.
Right, well, that's
a substantial chunk of it.
That's a good point because, you know, there's probably plenty of pretty young ladies that follow this girl, right? And they're never going to have a chance like she does because only so many people can make it this far. Now, to be fair, the internet has allowed people who otherwise wouldn't have been discovered to make it. So there are certainly more people now who have followers and careers doing things like playing video games or just making silly dancing videos than ever before. And again, I don't want to knock it. If that's the way you're making your living, good for you. I mean, if you can make a living by dancing on TikTok and you don't actually have to go to some crappy menial labor job, kudos. I mean, that's awesome.
Sure.
That's great. But, you know, don't team up with the government and do
but
this crap.
But it speaks to a larger problem in society that someone can make their living doing that instead of saying something intelligent.
I got more from this video. It's only 47 seconds, but it's her, you know, pitch on why she got vaccinated and why you should, too.
Is this girl 17, right?
Yeah.
I cannot wait to hear this 17-year-old girl explain to me why I should get vaccinated.
Well, remember, all of this is approved by the White House, so you know that they approve the scripts, and they don't just give you $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month or whatever the hell they're paying her, because she's got 10 million viewers, and then walk away.
Yeah.
They're working hand in hand to, you know, make sure that she says the right things. Let's talk to Gabriel first, though. He's in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, thanks a lot, first of all, for your service and for taking the call.
Thanks, go ahead.
I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a spin on the interpretation that I hear Jet call in and give on the time when Jesus, or Yeshua, was asked, is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? First of all, he says, show me a coin. He takes a look at the coin, and he says, whose portrait and inscription are on this?
So
he focused directly on the currency of the state. And then that's when he gives the answer, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. So Jet likes to go, hey, what exactly is God's? And then the logical conclusion from that perspective is nothing. But actually, there's another way to see it. You could see it as Yeshua saying, well, don't use Caesar's currency. If you use his currency, you owe him whatever it is back.
I like
according
that.
To whatever agreement that comes.
That's the most common explanation.
That's how the Reformed Satanic Church interpreted it.
Yeah, from you know, Christian anarchists, that's usually what I hear, which I'm surprised anyone else would say any other thing.
Well, Jet was saying that it means he was saying not don't use the currency, but that everything is God's or something like that, right?
So then, yeah, from Jet's view, it seemed to be from his wording that even the currency is God's. And Aria, you brought up the issue of if everything is God's, then where is anybody's personal property rights, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to give a little bit of a explanation on that or a possibility of interpretation. If according to this deity that has created everything, everything belongs to him, including the people, then it would be that the people have stewardship rights. Therefore, we would all still be equal in needing to respect the property of others because they are equal stewards.
But no one owns anything. Everything belongs to God, and God, in his ultimate benevolence in enslaving us and turning us into his property, has decided that he will allow us to be stewards of the earth. Is that right?
Basically, no. Just that we are stewards of what we actually put labor
you,
into.
You just described us being God's property, right?
If under the premise that we are God's property.
Are we God's property?
We can recognize that we have.
I think she's asking what you believe, Gabriel, not so much what Jet is believing or your interpretation of Jet, but what does Gabriel think?
I personally believe that we're not his property as if he's an entity that controls us, that can tell us what to do at any random time, but that he left us the message of the Bible to indicate to us long-lasting eternal principles that we're supposed to follow. So in the sense that we would actually attach to those principles, then we would be following in his ways.
So in your interpretation of it, God, you know, gave man the Bible, and it was like, peace out, good luck.
Kind of, but in the sense that we, if we all came from him, the idea of the biblical story of creation is that we basically, nothing existed before. except God.
What about all the other stories of creation, like, you know, the pagans and, you know, others that came before Christianity, that many of which were ripped off by the Christians?
Yeah, a lot of them have been definitely distorted and twisted, and included even in certain traditions.
Stand by, Gabriel. More coming up here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Live. The number here if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Bonnie,
and Aria.
Hey, I want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com. They are a longtime sponsor here at Free Talk Live. And you know what? I think it's time that people take cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash seriously. In fact, Bitcoin Cash just celebrated its fourth anniversary yesterday. So,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Or is it a birthday or an anniversary?
That's right by Ethereum's birthday, which was like
a couple weeks ago.
It was Friday.
Go to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and you can watch an introductory video there that will take all of, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, something like that. So give you the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. You can also get the latest news headlines on their news site. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go back to Gabriel. He's on the line in Minnesota. Gabriel, you've been talking about biblical interpretations. Free will, you were touching on that just a moment ago, and you, I don't know if you describe yourself as a Christian, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I used to be. I was raised as an evangelical Christian and learned that a lot of the beliefs have spun wildly off track from even what the Bible says.
But yet you believe that God gave us the Bible and then it was like, good luck, basically, right?
To an extent, yeah, because...
So you believe the Bible is the holy book of God?
Yeah, basically. I know that there have been alterations and changes throughout the years, and there's been interpretation through multiple layers of languages. So there's a lot of complexity in how we got to what we have today.
Sure. I was just curious what your beliefs were.
Isn't it possible, and just to come back to the question I'd asked right before we went to break there, isn't it possible that a lot of the Bible actually is just a retelling or a retread of previous belief systems?
Yeah. In fact, to some extent, it is. I forget the actual term for it, but when it's a corrective or a sort of a polemic, that's the word, polemic, a lot of the biblical story in the earlier books is a polemic against some of the beliefs and the processes that they had at the time in the other cultures and what the Israelites themselves were just coming out of. So they had a lot of ideas of idolatry, things that were really distorted. But I'm pretty sure, at least from my own perspective, that people used to have more connection to the principles of the origin of the world, where a lot of cultures today have surviving sort of a birth idea of creation myths. Right?
I believe the question Ian was getting at, though, was like, you know, the story of Noah is basically stolen wholesale from the Epic of Gilgamesh.
And there are other examples of that. I wish I could. I'm not an expert on these topics, but Bonnie and I, we've been reading a book. What's it called, Bonnie?
The Secret Teachings of All Ages.
Yeah, it's a book about esoteric, you know, what is today esoteric stuff, but in the past was maybe a little bit more well-known.
Yeah, there was
a lot of these stories are straight up ripped off in the Bible.
Ian doesn't know as much about the Bible as me, but I, like, hardcore studied the book of Genesis as a kid because I grew up like an evangelical Christian, and there was this story we were reading about creation. I want to say it was written by... Thoth the Atlantean.
Hermes
Trismegistus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just it was just literally the story of Genesis. Just
written hundreds of years before.
Hundreds of years before the Bible was ever written, and it was just, you know, like slight details were changed. So that's why I can't just believe, God gave us the Bible. It's obviously just a bunch of stuff pulled together so the governments could control
people. It's not to say that the message of God, you know, if you believe in a singular God, which I don't, I'm a pantheist, but that the message couldn't be in all of these works. It's just the Christians believe it's only there. Bible, and that's the only time God has ever spoken, and God spoke to, you know, to these specific people, and they will never speak to anybody else. And I think the fact that these stories are so similar across different generations and time periods and groups of people.
It's very complex trying to sort out between which ones came first, and then you have all these interpretations of the experts to deal with.
Does it matter which one came first if it's not original? None of them are original.
Sure.
Why would coming coming first would be useful, but if we found out that, you know, Greek mythology came first, which obviously didn't, but if we found that out, would you suddenly start worshiping Zeus because theirs was the original story?
I wouldn't personally. The only thing that really pertains to which one is first is regarding whether or not this writing ripped off that writing, you know? So let's see.
Well, they almost certainly did, because the Christians were basically trying, as I understand it, at some point, were trying to exterminate some of the people that had come before them, some of the, as you describe them, idolaters, some of the pagans, etc. And so in order to bring those people, you know, if they didn't want to kill them all, they had to convert them, right? So it was either convert or kill them. And so they cooked up some very similar stories to attract people over to Christianity with...
Well, yeah, and it was Josephus who admitted the similarities between, like, Horus of Egyptian mythology and Mithra of Hinduism and Hercules of Greek mythology, that all of these are sons of God, you know, that all of these stories are very similar. Early Christian apologists openly admitted this, that these stories were taken from these other religions in order to make it easier for people to accept the Christian version of them.
I think that in the essence, in the idea of becoming sons of God, it's the concept of basically being like him in the idea that we focus on the eternal qualities, the eternal principles, such as non-aggression. We see in Romans 13:10, it directly says, love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the right way to fulfill the
commandment. I'll agree with you on that much, Gabriel. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. I got the feeling we were talking past him, but I...
See, that's what I'm saying with these, like, young Christians. Like, well, first of all, there's that talking past them feeling like, you know, they're not listening or internalizing anything you're saying. They're thinking up their excuses to continue believing what they already believe.
Mm-hmm.
And secondarily... Okay, the New Testament says don't hurt anyone, and the Old Testament had God telling people to murder other people, so why should I listen to the Bible at all?
Just... Well, he quoted Romans, and Romans was written by Paul, and Paul advocated for slavery, telling slaves, you know, return to your master and obey your master.
Really?
The only permission to convey to a slave that would be consistent with the non-aggression principle would be you own yourself, escape, get your freedom at any cost. But Paul didn't say that, did he? No, because he was a statist.
Wow.
I think I like to read the Bible all the time, and the only reason I like to read it, the only thing I like to get out of it is, like, things that you can get between the lines just from asking the universe to reveal things to you. I think you can do that with almost any, like, holy book.
Mm-hmm.
I would never take any of it literally and be like, oh, well, this guy says to do this, and I should be more like this. Yeah.
We can do the same thing with Harry Potter if you just, you know, reflect on what moral stories you've learned from it.
Well, not Harry Potter, but I do it with, like, all types of books like that. And I think that's what people should use the Bible for.
603-283-6160 coming up. We got more about why I got vaccinated by Ellie Zeiler.
I'm anxious to hear it, man.
10 million subscribers on YouTube. She's pimping vaccines, and she's getting paid to do so by the federal government. But it's not just these big people on TikTok. It's also what they're calling micro-influencers. State governments are paying $1,000 a month to locals who've got a 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 viewers.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hitting President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination goal nearly a month behind schedule. New CDC data showing 70% of American adults have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Health officials caution the milestone comes as hospitals struggle to deal with the major spike in Delta variant cases. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. They stood with us. We will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. The new program will eliminate the two-year time requirement that is usually needed for those who work for the United States. This is USA Radio News. A $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill is on track for Senate passage this week. Key lawmakers said on Sunday, setting the stage for a floor battle this week and the hand-wringing of Democrats' demands for a follow-up bill that would spend trillions more on child care, education, and social welfare. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins tells CNN she believes the Roads and Bridges bill will win over enough Republicans to overcome filibuster fears in the evenly divided chamber.
This bill is good for America. Every senator can look at bridges and roads and need for more broadband, waterways in their state, seaports, airports, and see the benefits, the very concrete benefits, no pun intended, of this legislation. It's going to make us more competitive, more productive. It's going to create good jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
All right, so we were in the last hour talking about these influencers. It's in the mainstream media, the New York Times, doing a big story about how exciting this is. That, oh my gosh, look at all these TikTokers and YouTubers and Twitch people. The government is targeting young people because they say that it's necessary to vaccinate all these teenagers who, you know, by their nature are almost completely immune from any serious consequences from COVID. But we're supposed to believe that it's a huge push that, you know, it's super important that these people get vaccinated because,
well,
everybody's supposed to,
big
according
shock
to the government.
That these TikTokers love money.
And any journalist worth their salt would be criticizing and drawing attention to the fact that the American government is paying random people to propagandize the rest of the country.
Except not the New York Times.
Well, because none of them are journalists.
Right.
They're
propagandists
themselves.
That's straight up what's been going on here, and that's been going on for longer than COVID, of course. It's just now even more in your face. And here the propagandist of the New York Times is talking about all the other propagandists of the TikTokers, who are nowhere near as polished, by the way, as the New York Times.
Certainly not.
The New York Times has been around for, I don't know, 100, 200 years or whatever the hell it is. They're still kicking, still alive. For how much longer, we don't know. But for now, they are on the same level as Ellie Zeiler, who's got 10 million. I bet you that's more people that read the New York Times, by the way. 10 million.
This raises the question of whether the U.S. government has paid the New York Times to promote the COVID-19 vaccine. If they will pay TikTokers, why wouldn't they pay the New York Times, which has a substantially larger and better respected reach?
Well, it may be a better respected reach in that their subscribers are actually paying for the New York Times, and they're likely more, you know, educated, right? They probably went to college, and they've got jobs and, you know, decent levels of income. Well, I'm just guessing, right? Like, you're probably older if you're reading a newspaper. I suspect that's going to be true when you look at newspaper audiences. But according to the New York Times itself, they have 7.8 million subscribers, which means they don't have as many followers, if you will, as Ms. Ellie Zeiler, the 17-year-old girl on TikTok.
That's got to hurt for the New York Times. But my overall point really was that if the U.S. government can get away with paying random TikTokers and then they can get away with paying Mark Zuckerberg, Alphabet Inc.,
sure,
which is the company that owns Google, or any other, the Drudge Report, whoever they want, they can just hand them money and say, we want you to do this. And they will more than likely do it if it's enough money. This sort of thing has to be, I mean, it's been going on for a very long time, but it has to be stopped. Do you really want the government to be able to hand, you know, Newsweek or whoever a large bundle of cash and be like, hey, this is the story we want you to tell?
I don't want that. But I don't know if it's ever going to stop until the government disappears. You know, why would it ever stop? It's not technically illegal for them to buy an advertisement, is it?
It should be.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to enforce that one on themselves.
No, but I mean, the people would have to enforce it on them.
Yeah. And that's not going to happen.
No. But I mean, it needs to.
Government schools have basically been 12-year advertisements for the government.
Great point.
Yeah.
8-hour-a-day long 12-year advertisements. Actually, 13 years if you include kindergarten, and then another 4 if you include the colleges, which you should, because those are all government-run, government-funded. But let's get back to Ellie Zeiler. She's got 10 million subscribers, and here's her video. Now, to be fair, this is on her YouTube channel. She's only got 121,000 subscribers there, but I say that. We've got 300 on Odyssey. You know, our YouTube channel's got maybe 4,000 or 6,000 or something like that after a decade in existence. So here's why she got vaccinated, she says. Let's go back to the beginnings.
Is why I got vaccinated and why you should get vaccinated, too. Reason one, once you're vaccinated, you can go wherever you want.
Apparently that one worked on Mark Edge from what I heard last night.
I can go wherever I want anyway. Well, not right now, I can't, because I can't leave the United States. But I don't really want to go to the outside of the United States anyway. So,
yeah. But if you wanted to go on a cruise ship.
But I don't want to go on a cruise ship.
Right.
So I can go wherever I want already, and I'm not vaccinated. So she's already not scoring well.
You can go to the beach, take a stroll.
And now she's showing herself on like a green screen where when she says go to the beach, she's on a beach, even though she's not really there. And then she's on like a main street in some city.
Around your city.
Hold on. I've been to the beach once in like the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And that was because the government had closed it down because of the pandemic.
Yeah. So that was last year then.
You can go to the beach.
Yeah. We went to the beach.
We did. It was cold.
It was. It was not a fun day. It was fun. But
it was cool peeing in the ocean. I enjoyed that.
There's plenty of water there. It's diluted. It's fine.
Yeah. Think about all the fish that, you know, do things in the ocean. So no big deal. Well, the thing is, we couldn't go anywhere to actually find a bathroom because of all the COVID shutdowns, right? You couldn't go. Like,
you offered to buy stuff from a store.
Yeah, I tried. I tried to go to some store and like, hey, can I use your bathroom? No, sorry, cannot. You know.
That really happened to me all the time during COVID-19 doing Uber Eats, too. Like, one time I walked into a CVS and I didn't see a sign on the front door that said that there was like nothing else around the CVS, which is kind of odd, but it just was the case. And I went all the way into the back and then I see this sign in front of the door. It says like, due to COVID-19, our bathrooms are closed. And I just went around it. It was like this big stand-up thing. And I went in there and peed because I was going to pee on their floor if not. Like, it was
they don't want that.
And when I came out, there was a lady like, next time, please don't use our bathrooms. They're for employees only right now. And I was like, well, you didn't have a sign on the front door.
And you didn't lock it. Because in some places, they'll lock it, right? Like, if you're in a bad neighborhood, you go into a Walgreens or something like that, there's, like, a keyed lock on the door, you know, one of those punch code locks on the door, and then you go up and ask, like, hey, I'm a customer, you know, I'll buy something, can I use your bathroom? Like, nope.
Yeah, that's true. I would have just peed in, like, their bushes outside, seriously, I had to pee.
Let me go on here with Ellie Zeiler and why she got vaccinated.
Shopping. Cute blazer. And depending on the regulations, you don't even have to wear a mask.
Oh, except you do in a lot of places. In fact,
and it's depending on the regulations. Check with your local and city government.
Yeah, of course, California is rolling that stuff back out. Actually, today, Louisiana, the governor announced that they're coming back with a mask mandate, an indoor mask mandate for all of Louisiana, for all indoor public places. It's back. Only for the next 4 weeks, though. No big deal. It'll just be gone after 4 weeks.
Did they actually have the gall to say that this is only for the next 4 weeks?
They did, yep.
I hope that no one had the idiocy to believe it.
Let's go on.
Number two, you can hang out with other vaccinated people. Here is a picture of my friend Kendall and I reuniting
for the first time
since COVID started after we both got vaccinated. For me, getting vaccinated was one of
So now you can hang out with people again. If you get vaccinated, you can go places. You can hang out with people.
Mix your shedding together.
I could do those things anyway. I never asked people, are you vaccinated? Before I hung out with them because I'm not a coward.
Yeah, you're not a pussy.
It's none of your business if anybody else is vaccinated, honestly.
Well, she gets a little bit deeper here as to her feelings about it.
The most gratifying feelings I've felt probably in my entire life. I walk around now and feel like I am guarded and safe by something.
See, that's what it's about.
It's all about feeling safe.
It might not even be about that to her. She's probably reading a script.
That's a good point, yeah.
I highly urge all of you guys to get vaccinated as well so that someday you and I can meet in person and physically.
Sure.
I love you guys so much. Good luck getting vaccinated.
Sure, yeah. Like, she wants to meet her 10 million followers in person.
They're vaccinated.
Right. How many of her 10 million followers are total creepers?
Probably like 45-year-old dudes. Yeah.
She doesn't want to. You don't want to meet these people for the most part. You know, these people, they. Look, I don't want to make it sound like.
Plus, they think they know her, right? We've talked about this before.
Yeah. I don't mind meeting people. I don't. But I know how they can be. It's like, oh my God, you're Ian Freeman. It's like, look, I'm just a regular guy. I've got a radio show. It's no big deal. And, you know. But they get that way, right?
Right.
And if you got 10 million of them, you're going to have some real crazies in there. So, you know, it's not true. But, you know, she said it because she wants you to get vaccinated.
So she said a lot of stupid stuff in that video.
Well, I'm sure that's about the level of intellect that you get from this girl's channel. 603-283-6160. What she didn't say was how much she got paid for it. More coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. I think we've pretty much tapped out the story about the influencers. Just be aware. I mean, these people out there are getting paid, and we don't know how much. Although I suspect that information could be available through a Freedom of Information Act to find out how much this teenage girl with 10 million followers is getting paid to pimp vaccines to her viewers, to her teenage, mostly likely teenage viewers, but... probably
to line the
pockets
of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, she's a paid spokesperson for Pfizer without actually being paid directly by Pfizer. She's being paid by the American taxpayer.
So that the government can then turn around and give Pfizer money because you got the vaccine. This is all very confusing, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's that confusing. Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson are raking in billions upon billions of dollars. God knows how many billions of dollars these companies have already made on this.
And taxpayers, because the government is paying for all of these.
Taxpayers are paying for it. That's yes. Who's paying for it. And not even just taxpayers, but everyone holding the U.S. dollar all around the world is paying for it because they're printing money to fund the COVID bailout bills and the COVID benefits packages and the billions of dollars being shipped around to state governments and local governments to do similar things like hiring TikTokers and that sort of thing. So everybody with dollars that has a savings in dollars is being, you know, stolen from.
All the more reason to get out of the USD.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I've got stories about that tonight. John McAfee.
That's right. I'd forgotten you mentioned that.
Yeah, John McAfee. Well, I'd actually forgotten, too. So it was like July 23rd, somewhere around then, that John McAfee sort of came back into the conversation. As you know, he supposedly committed suicide. right. in his cell in a Spanish prison, I don't know what, a month or two ago? Something like that?
It was during the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. So, you know, a couple months, less than a month, 2 months ago, something like that. McAfee, longtime software entrepreneur, longtime, you know, eccentric cryptocurrency advocate, questionable scam artist, interesting character.
Absolutely interesting.
We've had him on Free Talk Live
before. Total lunatic, but I loved him to death.
He sent you private messages before pitching a questionable cryptocurrency. And so, you know, he would take money from anybody to pip anything. So, I mean, if McAfee was alive, I don't think he would have taken the federal government's money, though, for pimping vaccines. But if you had a cryptocurrency, boy, he didn't seem to really care about what it was. He would have taken, you had $100,000 and you had a crypto, he'd pimp it for you.
Sadly true. So you mentioned he had a dead man switch.
That's what everybody was saying.
I haven't heard anything about this until tonight.
Well, that's interesting because there was definitely a lot of buzz around his supposed dead man switch, which apparently has activated. And what had happened on July 23rd that had been brought to our attention was there was a website, ostensibly a website that he created, and it's a weird URL. It's Brit, B-R-I-T, Bong, B-O-N-G, logpost.com. BritBongLogPost.com. Strange URL, but that's what it was. And you'd go there, and you, at the time, would see a countdown clock, and I forget what else it said, but then there was like a weird aerial photograph or like a satellite photo from a map of what was ostensibly a diamond mine in like Sierra Leone for some reason.
Okay.
So it's not clear why that photo was put on the page, but then it had, like, his face and this countdown timer until the dead man switch was supposedly going to be, you know, activated.
And was this supposed to have been done at, you know, 30 days after no one told it not to activate?
I don't know what the timer was as far as, like, when it would have to be reset, but obviously it started at some point, and then the timer started counting down the number of days and minutes and hours and seconds and so on until the thing would happen, whatever it was going to be that was going to happen. And we talked about this on Free Talk Live because people were buzzing about it and like, okay, you know, here it is. We're at the time on the show, it was like 7 hours left. All right, what's going to happen? When? What's going to be behind, you know, door number one here with the dead man switch?
Knowing John McAfee, it was probably one of those little things people blow on at parties that's just animated across the screen making that stupid little noise.
No, it wasn't that. So I actually forgot all about it.
Sure.
And I didn't hear anything about it, right? Because if it was something big, we would have heard about it.
That's basically what I was relying on for the whole dead man switch thing. I didn't even hear about this countdown thing you're talking about.
You were relying on hearing about it?
Yeah, I was just waiting for somebody to be like, oh, this is the thing that came out.
Yeah, I mean, if it was some sort of earth-shattering news, like he was going to... So he teased at one point that he had like 31 terabytes of data that he, you know, was going to release if
sure
he needed
you do, John.
If he needed to release it. And so, you know, was this going to be that? Anyway, no, I hadn't heard anything. And so over the weekend, I was just thinking, for whatever reason, I thought about John McAfee, and I'm like, hey, what happened to the dead man switch? So I started looking around, like, all right, what's going on? It was not that easy to find. But I did find a 4chan thread where people are very on, like, they're into it, right? Like, the 4chaners, they're...
Who was it who described 4chan as weaponized autism?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a perfect description. So they were really, like, targeting this thing and putting in obscure details about, you know, posts about this and so on and so forth. Anyway, just to sum up what happened... The website, BritBongLogPost.com, went down. Now, it had been going down all night because likely it was getting pounded by requests. I mean, tons of people wanted to see this, what's going on with John McAfee's dead man switch. So the site itself, when it hit zero, when the counter hit zero in the middle of the night, it went offline. Only to return later. Now, I'm not sure how long later, but it did come back, and it had, the content has been updated. Now, if you go to BritBongLogPost.com, you'll see a picture of John McAfee at the top. And then $WACD, which is his crypto token on the Ethereum blockchain, the WACD crypto token that he came out with a couple of years ago.
Also it was a tattoo.
Yeah, it was a joke coin, though. I mean, wasn't it like 1 in 6 tokens that you sent had a chance of just like disappearing off the blockchain?
1 out of 10, actually, or 1/10. Sorry, 1/10, I think, of every transaction is burned.
Yeah, that makes it useless as anything but a joke. I mean, it's just a novelty item.
That's what you would think, And certainly it is a novelty item, but he apparently had a plan with this thing.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
And so if you then go to a different... Okay, well, let me tell you more about what's on BritBong Log Post before I get to the other website. So at BritBong Log Post, you got whacked, and then it says current burn, 288.5 million, the exact number, and the next activation, colon, 300 million. Below that, there are six entry spaces for a passcode. And how do I know that it's a passcode? Because two of the six are revealed already. And you can see the characters that are part of this password. Below that is a link that says Vault Access with a little lock next to it. If you click on Vault Access, it takes you to a website called cryptpad.fr. So FR, I believe, is for France. Cryptpad.fr offers encrypted drives, right? So you can buy an account on this site. Anyone can, and you get get some sort of file. You put it up there, and it's encrypted.
Okay.
And you have to have a password to decrypt it. So two out of six, two-sixths of John McAfee's CryptPad password have been revealed because enough of the whacked tokens have been burned. The third of the six parts will be revealed when 300 million of them are burned.
I am suddenly convinced that John McAfee is alive. He
really?
Is. Yeah, he was snuck out of that prison, and he's living in Indonesia, and this is his latest scheme to pump the value
of the WAC token.
Yeah, because he's, you know, that one-tenth of tokens disappearing, they're probably going straight into
his wallet.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope that if he was alive, he had gotten snuck out.
That'd be awesome.
That'd
if
be
he
awesome.
Could get out of a prison. I mean, that would be an amazing thing.
No, I'm joking, obviously. I don't think John McAfee is still alive.
Some people do.
That would be right up John McAfee's alley to do something like that.
All right, so on the thread that I was reading, though, they linked to another website called whosgettingwhacked.com. And on this site, it tells you a little bit more about WACT. So it gives you a place where you can go buy WACT on Uniswap. You can view the contract on the Ethereum thing. It says total supply of WACT, over 711 million. So far, 28.8% have been burned. Well, somebody on 4chan did the math, and they figured out that 60% of the WACT supply needs to be burned before all six parts of this password are revealed.
How does it get burned exactly?
One-tenth of all transaction values are burned.
So anytime you, buy something with it?
Yeah, anytime anybody sends the WACT from one person to another, a tenth of it gets sliced off and burned. And one out of 1,000 transactions will be burned. So you've got a 1 out of 1,000 chance that your entire transaction will be sent off to the burn address, so to speak.
Sounds like it'd be really easy for people to just send 10 WACT tokens back and forth until they were all gone, and then
or
do that with 10 more.
If you've got a million or whatever, you can just send them straight to the burn address, and they'll be instantly burned. So you don't have to wait. Like, if you're really WACT-y rich, you can just burn all your WACT if you want to see the code and reveal the secret.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.